The Alexandrino Aqueduct, entirely made in brickwork, was the last to be built in ancient Rome under Emperor Alexander Severus around 226 AD. Its purpose was to nourish the Alexandrian baths. The arches of the aqueduct are entirely made in brickwork. The opening of the arches is equally of 12 feet, except in the Maranella Valley, where they are of 10.5 feet, and the square pylons of the arches, Prediriti, have 8 feet for 8 feet. The supports above ground level run for 4,250 steps, and arcs for 2,325 steps. The waters came from a several aquifers located in the Pantano Borghese area, a town located in the ancient Prenestina Road, about 3 km north of Colonna, and drained by Po 665 in 1585. The water course goes straight to the center of Rome, following an east-west direction and re-emerging in the village of Torre Angela, also called Borgadaracci, near the Magazzini of the Popolo. The Grande Raccordo Anulare cuts the aqueduct in two, making it possible for the speculum to be seen with the cage that is protecting it. Near the Remara Park, it emerges again in front of the parish church and then disappears and again resurfaces, perfectly aligned to the west in the immediate vicinity of Alessandrino Park, in shadow of which was built in 2006 by the Aquedotto Mayor of the parish of Tor Tre Teste. The most impressive and majestic stretch of the aqueduct is visible in the Sentosella district, near Via degli Olmi and Via dei Pioppi, where it reaches a height of about 25 meters. In these sections, 50 arches overlook Avenue Palmiro Togliatti, and the medieval defense tower is still visible that attests its use until at least of Middle Ages. The last visible stretch is the end of Via Torpignattara, where the structure overcomes the ditch of Acqua Bollicante.